This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Homes in Metro Denver hit record highs last month. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors reports the median price of a home was $545,000. It's a slight uptick from May's figures and a nearly 25% increase compared to last summer. A local realtor says the jump was driven by millennials who purchased homes and by baby boomers who downsized or even upsized their homes. A fish native to the Colorado River may no longer be considered endangered, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to reclassify the razorback sucker as threatened. The fish received protections under the Endangered Species Act in 1991 after the construction of dams reduced the species range to 25% of what it once was. Decades of conservation actions have improved population numbers, but some environmental groups don't want the fish reclassified. The Center for Biological Diversity is concerned that reduced river flows caused by climate change-driven drought will hurt the species' ability to recover. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Two new state laws will change how Colorado handles juveniles in the criminal justice system. One exempts juveniles from paying a wide range of fees stemming from their cases and voids any outstanding court-related debts. The second law will reduce the number of juvenile detention beds by a third, and it'll require the state to look for alternatives to locking up young people. On the next Fresh Air, author Amy Sohn joins us to discuss how the 1973 Comstock Act shaped the fight for women's reproductive rights. That's just ahead this hour. Today's weather is sunny, dry, and hot. Grand Junction could get to 100, for Metro Denver, a high of 92, and in Colorado Springs, the 80s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.